WAUK Jackson, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. Security is tight in the French Quarter this weekend, where a memorial has also been set up. And President Biden and the First Lady will travel to New Orleans on Monday. All of this after the deadly Bourbon Street attack on New Year's morning. CBS's Omar Villafranca on the investigation.
CBS News has confirmed that investigators searched the Houston home of Shamsuddin Jabbar and the New Orleans Airbnb he was renting before the deadly New Year's terror attack. Sources say bomb-making materials were found at both locations. The U.S. Army veteran sped down Bourbon Street, ramming his truck into a crowd, killing at least 14 revelers, an attack authorities believe was inspired by ISIS.
President-elect Donald Trump will be sentenced on January 10th in his so-called hush money criminal case in New York. He's not expected to face jail time. CBS's Ed O'Keefe reports.
This is one of four state or federal criminal cases Trump has faced in recent years. The two federal cases have been dismissed, while a Georgia case remains on hold. Trump can still appeal the judge's decision to not dismiss the case. And of course, this means we're now one step closer to something we've never seen before. A president-elect in a courtroom facing criminal sentencing.
A big snowstorm is on the way. Warnings and watches are posted in more than a dozen states, from Washington to Pennsylvania this weekend. CBS News Baltimore's Ashley Paul is in Canton, Maryland, where snow prep is underway.
Mayor Brandon Scott says preparation is key for the public and for the city.
Overall, as always, we're pulling out all the staff to be prepared for the potential storm. Every office and agency is on standby and ready to do their part.
City leaders say they have pre-treated the roads with brine, and 250 pieces of city equipment and 400 contractual vehicles are on standby.
It took more than 2 hours of voting, but House Republicans, all except one, voted for Mike Johnson to be Speaker of the House again. Johnson telling the chamber afterwards of increasing spending on defense.
It is time now to reinstate fear in our enemies, refocus our mission on lethality, and realign our commitment to peace through strength right now.
Funeral services begin tomorrow for former President Jimmy Carter. CBS's Mark Strassman is in Plains, Georgia with more.
A morning drive by his childhood home in Plains. Then he'll lie in repose at the Carter Center in Atlanta until Tuesday. On Tuesday and Wednesday, he'll lie in state in the Capitol Rotunda in Washington.
Then a state funeral at the National Cathedral. President Biden's expected to give one of the eulogies, and President Trump is expected to attend.
This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
It's the Packers and the Bears. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers host the Bears Sunday. Green Bay has beat Chicago now 11 times in a row. Three Packers players named to the Pro Bowl, Rashawn Gary, and two free agents who joined the team this year, Josh Jacobs and safety Xavier McKinney.
Definitely special. You know, obviously this organization bringing in two great guys, two great leaders, and helping be a part of, you know, already successful team, and just taking us that much further, taking it another step further.
NBA, the Bucks tried to make a comeback, scoring 20 unanswered points in the fourth quarter, but lost at home to the Nets, 113-110. Doc Rivers asked, have the Bucks played the right way since their win in the NBA Cup?
Yeah, well, honestly, I thought we have played the right way overall. We've been shorthanded. There's not a lot of nights like this where we play offense like the way we play tonight. So, yeah.
The Bucks host the Trailblazers 7 o'clock tomorrow night. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Mamma Mia, there is a new champ when it comes to stage musical adapted to the big screen. Wicked has been a box office juggernaut since its release in November, and now it's just passed Mamma Mia as the number one musical stage adaptation, according to Pubity.com. The results of the poll apparently sent fans of Mamma Mia into a lather on social media. The friendly competition and debate between the two films should continue as Mamma Mia has a third installment in the works, and the Cynthia Erivo, Ariana Grande-led Wicked will see Chapter 2 hit theaters next November. November. If you don't like to watch horror films, there is the option to sidestep the blood and creep and just read the script. Deadline's Read the Screenplay series has made the script for the recently released Nosferatu available at Deadline.com. The screenplay was adapted by Robert Eggers, who is also the director. Nosferatu stars Bill Skarsgård and has received rave reviews and is currently in theaters. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear tonight, a low near 10 above, wind chills at times below zero. Sunny forecast for tomorrow, highs in the low 20s. A few more clouds on Sunday, highs to the mid-20s. Maybe some snow Sunday night and Monday. Right now it's 13.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey everybody, join us next time as we will preview the inauguration of the Wisconsin State Senate and Wisconsin State Assembly and look forward to what's ahead in 2025. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2. A new choice, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation, 540 WAUK.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Hey, happy Friday, TGIF, Shabbat Shalom, Jumma Mubarak. It is the end of the week, the beginning of the weekend. And also tonight at midnight, what, 1 a.m., 151, 121. Now, that's Pacific time, so that would be a little earlier for you on the East Coast and in between, is the shortest day of the year. This is, of course, you know, why back in the day, I learned this when I lived in Germany, and we went out in the forest, and they clipped these real candles all over this giant pine tree, and then we went out and sang Christmas carols with the horses and a donkey and a bunch of dogs and a whole bunch of kids on the side of a mountain. And, you know, the story that I heard was back in the day, I mean, like thousands of years ago, they had these calendar stones, and the smartest guy, the leader of the tribe, knew when the shortest day of the year was coming. And so on the shortest day of the year, they'd go out and they'd light a tree on fire, the highest tree they could find on top of the mountain, set that tree on fire, and he'd say, "Sun, reignite!" And the next day would be a little longer, and the day after that a little longer, and all the people would go, "He did it again!" Yeah. Okay, well, we have our little solstice tree right here on in the studio. We have a lot to talk about today. How oligarchy works, who wins and who loses. I want to get into that. Also, why President Musk wants and Trump want a shutdown, his sidekick Donald Trump. Also, why is President Musk endorsing the German neo-Nazi party? I'm kind of scratching my head on that. In the second hour of our program, Joe Biden says student debt cancellation is coming for public servants. And in the third hour of our program, a scientific breakthrough alert. Has the mystery of long COVID been solved? Is help on the way? We'll see. But some interesting stuff about inflammation and things like that. So, a lot to talk about. I'm going to start, actually, with the news, you know, the stuff that's in the news right now, which is the shutdown. And there's a couple of things that you need to know. The first is the big picture issue. And I'm going to make a prediction here just because, you know, I've only seen this movie about 100 times now. Well, actually, probably 15 or 20 times since Newt Gingrich first rolled into Congress. And I think it was 1996, might have been 94. But here's my prediction. The Republicans actually love shutting down the government because they think that, you know, they're operating on the old David Koch thing, you know, that the only function, the only legitimate function of government is running the military, the police, and the courts, and the courts to protect the interests of billionaires and the police, of course. And everything else, you know, education, health care, environmental protections, all that other stuff is all should be done by private industry. And so, you know, in all probability, they will shut down the government. But the imperative that the Republicans have, if they do shut down the government, is to blame it on Democrats. So in the House, that's going to be kind of difficult because, you know, the Republicans have a majority in the House. And they had cut this deal with Hakeem Jeffries
and Chuck Schumer over in the Senate, and whoever, you know, I'm assuming Mitch McConnell, whoever is leading the Senate Republicans, probably John Thune was in on it, as he's going to take that role in January. And so if they can't pass, you know, a resolution through the House, then the Republicans get blamed. That's just, you know, so I predict that the Republicans in the House of Representatives will get their caucus together and they will pass a continuing resolution to keep the government funded. It'll be obscene. It'll, you know, do away with the debt ceiling. It will, I've got a whole list of things here I'm going to go through with you in just a minute. But I think it'll pass. And the reason why is because then it goes to the Senate, which Democrats control. And this is going to be such a terrible continuing resolution. It's going to be bad enough that they can get all the Cokehead caucus, you know, the so-called Freedom Caucus, on board, the guys who owe their allegiance to the Koch network. They're going to get them on board. That's how bad it'll be, right? These are the people who always vote against continuing resolutions. And so if they pass this thing out of the House, it goes to the Senate. And in the Senate, Chuck Schumer's going to look at it and say, no way. And at that point, the Republicans are going to flood the media saying, Chuck Schumer refuses to keep the government open. And suddenly the blame is on the Democrats. We'll see. This is my prediction. I've been wrong before. And cooler heads may prevail, but I'm not holding my breath. So what's the real reason that Elon Musk decided 13 hours before Donald Trump said a word, President Musk decided that he did not like the budget deal that had been worked out between Democrats and Republicans? Well, here's one section of the bill. This is a description of this provision in the bill from the New York Times. It criminalizes the publication of non-consensual intimate visual depictions, in other words, revenge porn, including deep fake photography, and requires social media platforms, that would be Elon Musk's X, to have staffing and procedures in place to remove the content after being notified by a victim. Musk does not want to spend the money to hire people to work at X to delete revenge porn and AI porn. So he's like, you know, this is going to cost me money. Kill the bill. So now that they have, you know, killed the bill, let's take a look at what was in the bill. These are the things that caused Democrats to say, okay, we'll vote for this thing. And by the way, you know, there was one thing that got stripped out of the bill before, and Democrats went along with this, and that is not continuing the high levels of funding for the IRS. So it looks like no matter what happens next year, billionaires don't have to worry about getting audited because the IRS is going to have to lay off a whole bunch of auditors. But here are the things that were in the bill and that got removed. The first is a $190 million program to fund research into childhood cancer and support children with cancer. I mean, this is craziness, right? This was the Gabriella Miller Kids First Research Program. It was created in memory of a 10-year-old girl who died from a brain tumor. And I mean, this is just terrible, number one. And it's only $190 million. I mean, this is about how much money Elon Musk makes in about 2 hours. Secondly, Americans investing in China, including renewable energy batteries and electric vehicles. In other words, they don't want funding. You know, Elon Musk does not want any American car company other than Tesla to be operating in China. Number three, bipartisan pharmacy benefit administration reform, requiring big insurance companies to divest any pharmacy holdings that allowed them to jack up prices. That particularly means CVS. Number four, refunds for stolen food stamp cards. And finally, extension to health care. They also, of course, want the debt ceiling to be raised so that they can give another big tax cut to billionaires. Musk killed this with a whole bunch of lies. He never said, I don't want this thing because it's going to cost me money over next. Instead, he claimed that the bill contained a 40% pay increase for Congress, which was a lie. He said it would prevent Republicans from investigating the January 6th committee, which is a lie. He said it would fund the bioweapons labs, and that's a lie. And he said it would pay for a new stadium for the NFL's Washington Commanders. All of these are not true. But, you know, hey, it also cut, and now they also cut out of it funding to extend the World Trade Center health program, which was providing funding for health care for 9/11 first responders and survivors. Kathy Hochul, the governor of New York, says, never forget, aren't just words in New York, they're a promise. Yeah, and she's totally opposed to this. And they also cut funding for detection of breast and cervical cancer and research on sickle cell anemia. After all, that's just women and black people. And the provisions to combat deepfake porn, I mentioned that. They also removed funding to combat opioid abuse and regulations meant to put guardrails on pharmacy benefit managers, which is a big win for UnitedHealthcare. Now, Rick Wilson, the former Republican strategist, is telling Democrats, show no mercy. Let them shut down the government. Let them take responsibility for it. But like I said, there is a way that they can do this and blame Democrats in the Senate on it, for it. And I'm fully expecting that they are going to do that. If they don't do that, it's going to be an interesting challenge for them. Okay, on the other side of the break, I want to share with you my how oligarchy works, who wins, who loses. And I'll be picking up your calls after all. It's Anything Goes weekend here on the Tom Hartman Program. 16 minutes past the hour. It's the place where despair is not an option. Stay with us.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Stick around. We'll be right back.
Everyone, if you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-540-2100. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-540-2100. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-540-2100.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Attention floor buyers. The 6th annual fall flooring yard sale is going on now at Lumber Liquidators. Get high quality flooring at low yard sale prices, like Woodlook waterproof floors from just 39 cents. All Dream Home X2O water resistant laminate is on sale. Prefinished hardwood is starting at $149. Get more deals in store while supplies last. Plus special project financing and professional installation with Install Plus. Hurry, visit LumberLiquidators.com to find the Lumber Liquidators store near you today.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. Choosing the right mortgage lender involves much more than just a rate. Quicken Loans has earned 11 J.D. Power Awards for client satisfaction. And we invented Rocket Mortgage, a simpler, hassle-free way to get a mortgage completely online. No one else has anything like it. So choose Quicken Loans, America's number one online lender. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Equal housing lender, NMLS number 3030.
I'm E.J. Williams for American Humane. For thousands of years, dogs have been our best friends in our worst times. Today, we're also learning that our best friends, millions of whom are abandoned each year, are often the best medicine when people are facing obstacles. to help both people and animals. Organizations like American Humane have been working to harness the healing power of the human-animal bond, finding animals in need of forever homes and training them as life-saving service and therapy dogs to help our veterans, the elderly, and children overcome the daily obstacles of life. In this way, the rescued can become the rescuers. To find out how you can help give animals and the people they help a new leash on life, please visit AmericanHumane.org.
If something's wrong with your computer, you reboot it. You restore it back to where it needs to be. Today, our country is headed down the wrong track, overwhelmed with joblessness, declining wages, and corporations deciding our elections, for starters. This is not the Founding Fathers' vision. It's time we rebooted something bigger than our computers. It's time we rebooted the American dream. We must restore the thriving, prosperous days we once had. And my new book, Rebooting the American Dream, explains exactly what we need to do. Bringing our jobs and manufacturing home, rolling back the Reagan tax cuts, ending corporate personhood, and educating our electorate are part of the simple 11-step plan in rebooting the American dream that we can start today to rebuild our country. Check out Rebooting the American Dream in bookstores everywhere and online at TomHartmann.com. We can recover the American dream we lost 30 years ago to Reaganomics and the Reagan-Bush-Clinton-Bush era. We're all in this together. Please check out Rebooting the American Dream by yours truly, Tom Hartmann, in bookstores everywhere and online at TomHartmann.com.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmannReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmannReport.com.
Your best source for supporting healthy cholesterol levels is Super Bearing Advanced Cholesterol Support. You ever try to get your cholesterol numbers down with diet and exercise? It can be a challenge. Well, Super Bearing is an amazing plant-based supplement from nature formulated with an ingredient that not only helps support your metabolism and your blood sugar, but also helps support healthy cholesterol levels nearly three times more effectively than just diet and exercise alone. You heard that right, three times more effectively. Plus, clinically studied berberine is shown to have nearly 10 times higher absorption than standard berberine. I love taking my Super Bearing. I feel great afterwards. I always take my one capsule a day. It's one of the best supplements out there. Use the best source for your heart health, Super Bearing Advanced Cholesterol Support. Go to superbearing.com to get 15% off and save even more on bundles by using the promo code TOM, T-H-O-M. That's superbearing, B-E-R-I-N-E.com. And the code is TOM, T-H-O-M, superbearing.com, code TOM.
We're billionaires tower in the common folk crawl. They cut through the safety nets we all depend to hand out tax breaks to their billionaire friends. They call it freedom, but the cost obscene. Trading food for fortunes and hope for a dream. The people's voice grows quiet, the power shifts. Oligarchy rises on the back of their gifts. This is how oligarchy works. Robbing the people while the wealthy smirk. It's the art of the deal, but the price is steep. Selling our democracy while the billionaires reap. These things trickle down, but the wells run dry while families struggle. Billionaires fly. Fox News whispers lies to keep us in place as billionaire shadows obscure the people's face. They call it freedom, but the costs have seen. Drink food for fortunes and hope for a dream. People's voice grows quiet, the power shifts. Oligarchy rises on the back of their gifts. This is how oligarchy works. Robbing the people while the wealthy.
Welcome back, 23 minutes past the hour. How Trump transforms democracy to dictatorship, a warning America can't afford to ignore. That's the title of my op-ed over at HartmannReport.com today. Former Congressman Adam Kinzinger is wondering out loud if President Musk will force Vice President Trump to shut down our government. You know, it's all about raising the debt ceiling, Trump says, so they can roll out the next round of tax cuts for billionaires, something you're not going to hear on Fox so-called news. But the actual story behind this story is even more sinister. We've got a real challenge here today. Today's piece is titled How Oligarchy Works, Who Wins, Who Loses. And, you know, this whole thing, you know, they want to borrow another $5 trillion from you and me and our children and grandchildren so that they can give it to Elon Musk and his billionaire buddies.
And like I said, you're not going to hear about this on Fox News. But I wrote a book about this, The Hidden History of American Oligarchy, Reclaiming Our Democracy from the Ruling Class. And this is what's going on. In a democracy, we elect representatives who do what the people want. And, for example, this is a polling from the Associated Press and the NORC Center for Public Affairs. 83% of Americans want increased infrastructure spending. 81% want tuition-free community college. 79% want higher Social Security benefits. 72% want tuition-free four-year public college. 62% want government-insured health care coverage. 60% want higher spending on education. 60% want more assistance to the poor. 60% want increased support for Medicare. 60% want increased spending on Social Security. I mean, it goes on, right? None of these things, these are all the things that Democrats want to do, and these are all things that Republicans oppose. So what do Republicans want? Well, the Republican agenda is not a small d Democratic agenda. It's not a democracy agenda. It's not what the people want. It's what the billionaires want. This is the list of, you know, in their priorities. Number one, they want tax cuts for billionaires and giant corporations. They want to extend that tax, you know, the Trump tax cuts beyond next year. They want deregulation of environmental, financial, and food safety protections for average Americans so that they can increase corporate profits. They want to repeal Obamacare and cut access to Medicaid to make more money for the insurance giants. They want to build a wall on the Mexican border and increase deportations. They want hundreds of billions more for defense contractors and private prisons. They want voter suppression and gerrymandering for political gain. They want to criminalize abortion, and they want preemption laws so that red states can prevent blue cities within those red states from, for example, having tighter environmental regulations, higher minimum wages, tighten gun control laws, and protect women's access to health care. So those are that's the agenda of the Republicans. Now, how did this happen? Well, this all started when Lewis Powell got put on the Supreme Court back in 1972. In 76, you had the Buckley decision that said billionaires can fund campaigns. In 78, you had the Bilotti decision saying corporations can do the same because they're persons, too. And then in 2010, of course, they kicked the door. They didn't just kick the door open. They knocked down the walls and just said, hey, billionaires can run the whole show. And that's what we just saw. Elon Musk puts $277 million into a campaign, and Donald Trump gets elected. And now Elon Musk is calling the shots. This is not democracy. What we are looking at right now is full-blown oligarchy. And we need to get solid with it. It's 27 minutes past the hour. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
People ask all the time, who the heck is low-cost airlines? Well, we're not just one airline. When you're talking to us, you're talking to everyone. We are the discount supermarket for all airline tickets. Plus, we have all the airlines and always have the best prices. American, Delta, United, plus all the specialized international airlines and a lot more. And we make it easy. We guarantee you'll talk to a live human in 60 seconds. You can have the rate you need and have your trip booked in 5 minutes. Now, how cool is that? And remember, when you're talking to us, it's like talking to every single airline available with one fast phone call. All you need to do is call and find the best prices to fly wherever it is you want to go. So are you ready? Call Low Cost Airlines right now.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
how would you like to get a free smartphone? If you own a smartphone, listen to this incredible offer that's almost too good to be true. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Plus, get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline now and we'll move your number from your existing service. Think of your savings. So don't wait. Switch your plan, save money, plus get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. We guarantee you're going to love our service. If you don't like what we say, you can hang up on us. But you won't. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. That's 800-942-1325.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
What's going on in Washington today as we move into 2025? Have your antenna up. Don't rely on all the media sources. Just your own wisdom, your own heart, your own gut. Listen to what they're saying about our friends and neighbors and family. Because we innately know these people that we live with every day in our communities. Don't allow words and thoughts to tear us apart. Hold fast to that which we know, which is good.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. Matt Nair on air.
It is our 1 year anniversary here on Matt Nair on air. Thank you, Greg and Calvin, for being on this journey with me. It's been great.
Thanks for having me. I can't speak for Calvin.
I'm always thrilled to be here.
Unbridled.
The enthusiasm
enjoyment.
Brimming over from you, Calvin. I'm overwhelmed. Thank you.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
You are listening to your local civic media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us. Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Friends, Tom Hartman here to remind you that it's your support of our show that keeps us on the air. Without you, there wouldn't be a Tom Hartman program. And now more than ever, it's crucial for you to show your progressive support. And one of the best ways to show your support is to sign up for Tomcast. That's our podcast. It's at TomHartman.com. Never miss another heated debate on healthcare, global climate change, or our economy. Never miss another one again. Plus, labor news, full Monty alerts, conservative alerts, and my personal favorite segment, Geeky Science, each and every week. But wait, there's more! As an added bonus with your Tomcast podcast subscription, you'll also get my Best of the Rest of the News, a daily 3-minute dose of what's going on in the world today that you can't afford to miss. So what are you waiting for? Get over to TomHartman.com today and sign up for your Tomcast now. Do it for yourself, or you can do it for a friend. Go to TomHartman.com to see just how easy it is. And thank you so much for all of your support.
Did you know that every weekday we send out an email before the show giving you all the topics coming up so you can be fully informed and ready to interact with our program? Or that after the show we send out Sue's Stack, a list of every topic I've discussed along with clickable hot links to every source of information I've shared with you on the air? It's all completely free and available over at tom.tv, T-H-O-M.tv. Check it out. And welcome back. It's Anything Goes Weekend. What's on your mind today? Beachside Bill in Orlando, Florida. Hey, Bill, what's up?
Afternoon from Florida, Tom. Hope all's well. Wishing everybody a happy holidays out there to you and yours, and hope all's well.
Yeah, so far so good. The reason I are looking forward to 2 weeks off. It's going to be a wild time.
We've
prepared some really great best of shows, by the way, for the next couple of weeks. So just FYI.
This is good. So I have some good news, Tom. I told you earlier this year I donated my 150th gallon. Now I'm at next Saturday I'll be at 155 gallons of blood donated.
Wow!
And
that's so good for you, Bill. In addition to being such a good thing to do, I mean it really makes you healthy. Yeah. You know, it particularly for men and non-menstruating women. There was a study back a couple of decades ago that was sponsored by the Red Cross that found that if you donate blood twice a year, if you're a man or if you're a woman who's no longer menstruating, that your risk of death from all causes, cancer, heart disease, I mean, basically all organic causes, drops by 25%.
That's incredible. Yeah.
It's because you're reducing your iron load in your liver. Back to you. I'm sorry. I keep interrupting you.
Oh, no, that's okay. I donate 24 times a year because I donate platelets strictly. My blood type's A positive, so
yeah. That's
the key. You know, that's why I can get, anyone who donates whole red blood, they can donate 6 times a year. It's 56 days.
Well, you should do whole red blood at least twice a year to get that benefit that I was telling you about, because just donating platelets.
I did it earlier this year, yeah. I'm going to do it here soon, like probably in January. But the good thing is, I'm waiting on a commitment. I'll have NPR, National Public Radio, follow me around this coming next Saturday, the 28th. Mm-hmm. So that's the day. That's the official day. So I'm working with them trying to, get a commitment.
Yeah, that's
so
great.
I'll have them follow me around. I sit there for an hour and a half. I'm going to get stuck and all that. And I'll have to take the needle out and I'll show you the machine, the whole thing. So it's going to be fun. I have a lot to say about blood donating. I could spurt it all out here, Tom, but I got to get to other people anyway. So
it's a great Christmas
gift
for
others,
for the world. You know, it's a holiday gift. Yeah.
My blood goes to Children's Hospital. It just went to Nicholas Children's Hospital, speaking of Jack Nicholas. So, over in Orlando. So,
yeah.
But I just want to wish everybody a happy holidays and all that, and wish everybody, go donate blood, because January is National Blood Donor Month, which still gets to me. Because I think what happened when they probably named it, people would get drunk during the holidays, right, Tom? And they'll have to sober up in January, right? They have to get the alcohol out of the system so they figure they'll donate blood. I don't know how else they think about it.
Yeah, probably wouldn't have worked for December. I get it.
It won't work. Not this time of year. You don't want to go in there. I've talked to them about it. People have gone in there drunk, and I don't drink. And thankfully, I don't drink. But people have gone in there drunk, and it's probably not a good thing.
Probably not, yeah.
But anyway.
All righty. Well, Bill, thanks for that, and congratulations, and happy holidays. Merry Christmas, happy Hanukkah, happy Kwanzaa, whatever it is for you. I wish you the very best. And your family.
Thanks, Tom. And we'll talk next year, okay? I'll let you know with NPR. Thanks.
Okay. Thanks a lot,
Take
Bill.
Take care. Thank you. Yep.
From Bill to Bill, this is Bill in St. Helens, Oregon. Hey, Bill, what's up?
Yeah, hi, Tom. I want to discuss this concept of electing a private citizen speaker. Before I make my quick case here.
Right. If I can just real quickly, for people who don't know what you're talking about, Rand Paul has proposed that if they kick out Mike Johnson as Speaker of the House, that they replace him with Elon Musk. And the president has to be a citizen and 35 years old and all that. And the leader of the Senate is the vice president, who has those same requirements. But the Speaker of the House, who is number three in succession for the president, if the president and VP go down in flames, literally, then the Speaker of the House becomes president. That job does not require anything. There are no requirements for that, so Elon Musk could become Speaker of the House. Back to you, Bill.
No, he actually can't. Okay, I'm going to make two caveats.
Because.
Thomas Jefferson reemphasized a number of times that the Constitution was written for the common man. It says what it means, and it means what it says. And to allow any form of tortured logic, it's just to open a constitutional Pandora's box. Caveat number one. Simple interpretation. Caveat number two, I did contracting for many years, and in contracts, two words are used quite often, may and shall. May has wiggle room. Shall is absolute. It allows no sidebars. It allows no, you know, misinterpretation. All right. So just for the lead-in, Article 1, Section 1, all legislative powers herein granted shall be vested in a Congress of the United States, which shall consist of a Senate and a House of Representatives. And that's important because that's who has the legislative powers, the House of Representatives. Article 1, Section 2, the House of Representatives, who have all legislative power, the House of Representatives shall be composed of members chosen every second year by the people of the several states. Now, that tiny little paragraph defined both the composition and defined who a member would be.
Right.
Now what's more interesting is you read further down, every time they talk about the powers of the House, they say each House shall be the judge of terms, qualifications, and of its own members. Each House may determine the rules and punish its members, may expel its members. Every single caveat refers to its members, and yet Article 1, Section 2 clearly defined members as chosen every second year by the people of the several states. So, hey,
mm-hmm. Who have been citizens for 7 years and are at least 25 years old.
Yes, and all that. And it's the member. So that's the question. Mm-hmm. Musk cannot be a member by the definition of Article 1, Section. Musk cannot be a member. If he cannot be a member, then he can't be part of the composition. That's just straightforward.
No, it simply says the House, Section 5, the House of Representatives shall choose their speaker and other officers and shall have the sole power of impeachment. It doesn't say that the speaker must be a member of the House. It simply says that they choose their speaker.
Are we really?
I'm reading it.
I understand that. What is the word compose? What is the word compose? If he's has a position in the
shall choose their speaker and other officers and shall have.
We're kind of playing the game about they shall make their own rules, and now we have the filibuster. The problem with that is they didn't put anything in to prevent for the Senate from instituting the filibuster. Had they, the Senate would not have a filibuster.
Well, first off, Bill, this has never been adjudicated, so either one of us could be right or wrong. Because ultimately the interpretation of the Constitution is up to the Supreme Court. But setting that aside, I have not heard a single constitutional scholar, and there's been a bunch of them talking about this on television the last 24 hours since Rand Paul and Marjorie Taylor Greene proposed Elon Musk for Speaker, arguing the position that you're taking. Everybody is saying, you know, the Constitution is essentially silent on this, and so therefore Musk could be Speaker of the House. And we had this conversation a couple of years ago when, you know, the last time there was a major battle over the Speaker of the House, and there was some talk about bringing in somebody from the outside. And I think it was, what were they thinking about? Bringing in former President Bush or something. They wanted to bring some, you know, washed up politician in to be Speaker. I don't recall who it was.
Yeah, well, numerous constitutional sites also enumerate, even if it's not a constitution, numerous constitutional sites enumerate the powers of the Speaker of the House. And one of them that's come up repeatedly is one of his powers would be signing bills and resolutions that are passed by the House of Representatives. Now, are we going to argue that an unelected speaker...
Where does it say that?
Can sign? No, that's my point. They're going through the powers...
No, where does it say that the speaker shall sign bills?
I'm doing the thing that Republicans love to do. I'm going off book.
Oh, so you're not quoting the Constitution.
No. If you go to various constitutional sites and they go through the typical powers of a speaker, one of the typical powers, they say administering the oaths of office, referring bills to committees, administering votes, counting and declaring votes, recognizing members of the House.
You're talking House rules. House rules can be amended with a simple majority vote.
Tom, I think we're... if someone tells me that my household is comprised of five family members and I happen to have a dog, and they say, but the dog is not a member of your household, I think you're actually doing exactly what I'm claiming. You're torturing the logic. Shall be composed.
Well, I'm not the only one doing it, Bill. I'm telling you, every constitutional scholar that I've heard on television and so far or read says, yes, Elon Musk could be Speaker of the House. The first person that I've heard say no is you, and you're not able to cite a single word in the Constitution that supports your position.
The speaker cannot make up the composition of the House. Yeah. He cannot make up the composition. If he can't make up the composition, how can he have any authority?
I understand your logic, Bill, and you know, you may well be right, but you're going to have to ask six Republicans on the U.S. Supreme Court at the end of the day. Bill, I got to run. Thanks for the call. It's thought-provoking. I appreciate your contribution to the discussion today. Thank you. It's coming up on 45 minutes past the hour.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
It's 45 minutes past the hour. Back with your calls in just a moment. It's Anything Goes Weekend. Hey, it's a new year and time to make a difference. Have you been thinking about supporting a cause that really matters? Now is the time to join the Freedom From Religion Foundation. FFRF is a leading voice for the separation of church and state. They're standing up for your rights as a non-religious free thinker, whether it's protecting public schools from religious influence, defending freedom of thought, or advocating for science and reason in government. And when you become a member, you're not just joining a cause, you're joining a community. You'll get access to exclusive content like their Free Thought Today newspaper, events with top thinkers and activists, and so much more. Ready to take action? Visit ffrf.us/Hartman today, or text my last name, Hartman, with two N's, to 511-511 and become a member today. Text Hartman to 511-511. Together, we can make 2025 the year we protect our religious liberties like never before. Text fees may apply.
A voice for real news and great conversation in Milwaukee. 540 WAUK.
CBS News Brief. President Biden plans to travel to New Orleans next week after the terror attack that killed 14 people. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre.
The president has been extremely focused on ensuring that everything possible be done to complete this investigation, ensure the safety of the community.
A New York judge set President-elect Trump's sentencing date in his hush money trial for next Friday, but says he won't be jailed. That's no surprise to CBS News legal contributor Jessica Levinson.
I don't think that any jail time was, frankly, likely to happen prior to the election. I think after the election, it was extremely unlikely.
The first snowstorm of the season in the East is on the way. Stephen Sheltry works at an Ace Hardware store in Maryland.
Since the minute we unlocked the doors, we've had people coming in for shovels, ice, car scrapers, everything like that that they need for the winter.
CBS News Brief, I'm Wendy Gillette.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. To some people, life is just downtime between superhero movies. Ultra fans of Spider-Man are experiencing that downtime and probably trying to decipher rumors regarding their favorite web-spinning superhero. Andrew Garfield addressed his potential involvement in Spider-Man 4, which is currently in the works. Tom Holland is signed on to the project, but other than that, little else is known. Garfield disappointed his fans and put the kibosh on his potential appearance, telling GQ the only thing that might bring him back one day would be if he had five kids and needed to pay for tuition. Two words for you, Andrew. Community college. Jeremy Allen White is getting high praise for his portrayal of Bruce Springsteen by none other than Bruce Springsteen. The Bear actor plays the boss in the upcoming Bruce-based biopic, Deliver Me From Nowhere. In a recent interview on SiriusXM, Springsteen said not only does he think White is a good actor, but praised his singing as well. Deliver Me From Nowhere will be released sometime in 2025. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
It's the Packers and the Bears. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers host the Bears Sunday. Green Bay has beat Chicago now 11 times in a row. Three Packers players named to the Pro Bowl, Rashawn Gary, and two free agents who joined the team this year, Josh Jacobs and safety Xavier McKinney.
Definitely special. You know, obviously this organization bringing in two great guys, two great leaders, and helping be a part of, you know, already successful team, and just taking us that much further, taking it another step further.
NBA, the Bucks try to make a comeback, scoring 20 unanswered points in the fourth quarter, but lost at home to the Nets, 113-110. Doc Rivers asked, have the Bucks played the right way since their win in the NBA Cup?
Yeah, well, honestly, I thought we have played the right way overall. We've been shorthanded. There's not a lot of nights like this where we play offense like the way we played tonight. So, yeah.
The Bucks host the Trailblazers 7 o'clock tomorrow night. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear tonight, a low near 10 above, wind chills at times below zero. Sunny forecast for tomorrow, highs in the low 20s. A few more clouds on Sunday, highs to the mid-20s. Maybe some snow Sunday night and Monday. Currently, it's 12 degrees.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
I drew my brother's name one year, and we went to the mall, and I said, hey, while you're in there, grab me a Christmas card. We're doing the gift exchange later. So he walks upstairs, gets the card, hands it to me. I sign it, Merry Christmas. Love, Pete. And that was my gift to him. And I made him pick out, pay for, and retrieve. He's like, you are the laziest, cheapest. It was absolutely beautiful.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Matt Nair on air. This shouldn't be a thing.
Hot Dr. Pepper is the hottest holiday drink, but is it any good?
Jane, I'd like to answer that question.
Yes.
No. Have you ever had a hot soda in your life?
Yes, they're terrible. You can also do apparently 80% eggnog and 20% Dr. Pepper.
Get out of my country.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Dom Selvia.
Next time, it's Monday, so our favorite Delano Democrat, Harvey Kay, will join us. Plus, it's January 6th. The counting and certification of the electoral vote is scheduled to take place. Tune in. We'll be wild.
The Dom Selvia Show. Weekdays 4 till 6.
And someone who's taking it upon himself, the role of telling Congress how to slash spending for the public, is worth a purported $400 billion. He could literally spend $1 million a day for over 1,000 years and never run out of money.
Yep.
Anyone listening can get a calculator and do the math.
Yep.
These billionaires like Musk are people that seriously live in an entirely different world than the average citizens.
Yep.
People need to realize these billionaires don't give a damn about average citizens. They could care less about the cost of groceries. If we can help people come to realize that, hopefully we can reduce the ability of these billionaires to buy our elections.
Yeah, there's a few good ones. I think, you know, Mark Cuban and J.B. Pritzker are concerned about the average person. But by and large, Marty, your math is solid, and I agree with your perspective, and well said. Thank you very much, and happy holidays to you and yours. Russ in Hickory Hill, Illinois. Hey, Russ, what's up?
Tom, thanks for taking my call. Before I get to my question, your rant in the beginning, throw it up. I watch Bloomberg. I must be the only moron that watched the stock exchange. There's going to be three separate bills. One's going to be a farm bill. One's going to be something else. And the debt ceilings are not included in any. And the second, take our governor off the map. He's not running for president because Durbin's thinking of stepping down. He'll be 83 years old and 19.
Who are we talking about? I somehow missed that name.
Durbin.
Oh, Dick Durbin.
He's our senator.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he's just stepping down, so Pritzker's going to want that seat.
Oh, interesting.
His term's up.
So when is Durbin up for re-election in 26?
Yeah, in 2026, which your state and our state are the same. Your governor runs, our governor runs. Uh-huh. Your top guy is up, our top guy is up.
Oh, interesting.
But, you know, so Durbin's going to run for Senate. Well, Pritzker's going to run for Senate. Why? He's there for life. But yeah. Why I called is when we win, say, because it's going to take more than $280 million to get J.D. Vance elected.
Yeah.
Is it time to smack this guy, Elon Musk, in the Supreme Court? Like, you're going to jail. I think you're traitors to this country. We find you guilty, you can be executed.
Guilty of what?
That's the only way. Huh?
Guilty of what? I mean, buying an election was legalized by five Republicans in the Supreme Court.
I know. Here's the thing. They don't seem to need a reason why we're guilty of anything. Because I'll tell you something, Tom. You go after Liz Cheney, you better watch her father go after somebody in his family.
Yeah.
Because he's not going to stand for his daughter.
Well, I'm not sure how active Dick is these days. We haven't heard a peep from him. In fact, Liz said that he was going to vote for Kamala Harris, but he never said a word. I have a feeling, he's had really serious heart problems, and he's an old guy. I have a feeling he's not all here with us right now.
But what do you think, Tom? So it's time to punch these billionaires in the mouth? Hey, they don't seem to need a reason.
I think it's time to get money out of politics. And that, that would be an effective punch in the mouth to them, Russ. But, I get it. Russ, thanks a lot. And happy holidays. Sharon in Minneapolis. Hey, Sharon, what's up?
Hi, Tom. And thank you. I have a very controversial recommendation for President Biden as he goes out.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe he should bestow upon Jane Fonda the Presidential Medal of Honor. And
I agree with that.
And I think it should be, because when you think about how we got into it, knowing that it was an unwinnable war, and we went on and on with that until Bob McNamara came in with his Project 100,000. And since all of these disadvantaged people, these mentally challenged people into that war, and all of these billions of dollars that were made by chemical companies, aircraft companies, and Bob McNamara was given the medal, the Presidential Medal of Honor.
Which is crazy, because he's the guy who lied Lyndon Johnson into the war in Vietnam. He promoted the lie, knowing it was a lie, for 2 weeks before LBJ figured out that he had basically started the Vietnam War based on a lie. And then LBJ was stuck.
And then Jane Fonda, she made a mistake by being, taking a picture with the North
Hanoi.
Vietnam.
Yeah.
Yeah. And she got the dubious name of
Hanoi Jane,
And she actually saved lives. Her actions actually saved lives.
Yep.
And then later on, we get into the Gulf War. Knowing the history of Vietnam and the Gulf War was an unwinnable war.
Yep.
And W. Bush gets a Medal of Honor for, being president. Cheney gets billions of dollars from the Blackwater, and all these people are making money, and people's lives were destroyed.
Yeah. No, excellent points all. Thank you very much, Sharon. And Jane Fonda for Congressional Medal or Presidential Medal of Honor. I love Jane Fonda. She's been on this program a number of times. She's still out there working hard, and I believe she's in her 80s. She is she's the Energizer Bunny of the left. She's just great. I'll be back with more of the news of the day and your calls right after this.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we've shared these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Hi, friends. Tom Hartman.
Real news. Great conversation from Milwaukee and beyond. 540 WAUK. Jane Matt Nair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we'll recap the weekend's news, and we bring back Beyond the Cheese. Wisconsin Knitwear is featured. Don't miss it.
Matt and Air on Air, weekday mornings at 10.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
This is 540 WAUK Jackson, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Wendy Gillette. The New Orleans New Year's attacker may have been planning the assault for weeks. He rented the truck used in the attack in the middle of November. Federal officials released bulletins about their investigation. CBS's Sam Vinograd explains why.
After a mass casualty event like what transpired in New Orleans, federal authorities ensure their partners have the right information by disseminating bulletins. We know that they disseminated a bulletin, for example, warning about the risk of copycat attacks, and they also conduct calls.
President-elect Trump now faces sentencing next Friday in his New York hush money case, shortly before he starts his second presidency. Katrina Kaufman explains.
You know, just because you were elected president after a jury made this decision, really, it's not the general public that can change the verdict. The jury is the only one who sat in that courtroom, who heard all of